Good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of the day you are listening to, watching this. It is I, the one and only J.R.A.K. Menace, Kane's biggest fan. Don't you dare try to argue with me. Anyway, as you can see in the background, not my background, but the background around this video is it's a convention. Which convention? Well, if you look look right here, it says NYC, New York Comic Con. If you look over here, there's a person that looks like Peter Griffin. Like, right there, they're sitting down. Peter Griffin right next to Batman. So, but anyway, let me get right to it. Oh, shout out to Blood, Sweating, Tears Wrestling. Shout out to BST Wrestling. But anyway, today, where the fuck is my note? Anyway, today, as you can see, CED cosplaying every day. I got a good friend of mine who goes by the name of Dark Loku. Dark Loku, you may have I know you have seen him all over the interwebs. You know, he was on Chalkline's homepage. He was on WWE Shop. This man has a combined between Instagram and TikTok. He has over 60,000 followers. Make sure you follow him. He's gonna be on. We're gonna talk some cosplaying. We're gonna talk some wrestling. And you know, I've been trying to get him on since. Listen, I've been trying to get this man on since like way back when I did fucking season 3. I think it was way back when I did season 3. I was trying to get him on. I had a list of people who I was trying to get on. Boom, 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 boom. He was on it, and I always had this title. Because it was his initials. I always had this title. So I was like, yo, I got to get set on. But he's getting ready. You know, I hope you guys had a great week. Hope you have a great weekend that's coming up. And yeah, we're going to get into some nerd talks. As you know, some people call us nerds. We're going to talk about some cosplaying, like I said. Some wrestling. Some Chalkline, my man. Has been to many wrestling events. And there's a plaque that I had to buy because me and him, we were right there. I think we were like third or fourth row at Survivor Series 2021 in Brooklyn. He was cosplaying as Montez Ford. Man, they showed him so much love on the camera. And the match with RK-Bro versus the Usos, where they retain their title, we are actually in the background. You can see it. So if you look at if there's a trading card, you could purchase the trading card. I don't know. Maybe there's a trading card. But 100% there's a fact, 100% fact that there's a plaque, me and him in the background of the plaque. We are forever etched in history, as I like to say, forever in history. I was like, yo, listen. But if their plaque comes out, I'm buying it. I wanted number 13. I think there was only 250 made. But that shit was so cool to seeing us on the plaque. And I'm like, yo, and as I was at the show, people were texting me like, yo, I see you on TV. Da, 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 this and that, this and that. And then a year later, my brother, and he was like watching like old pay-per-views and shit. And I get a text out of the blue. He was like, yo, is that you? So I seen a snap, and he was watching that same pay-per-view, and it was me in there. And I was like, yeah, I was there. You know, I was. So that shit was pretty cool. It was one of the best live events I attended. And I hope you guys had a good time at Mania. I hope Mania was everything you expected it to be. For those that went, I know my boy Sed went. He'll be on in a couple of minutes. So, yeah, he went cosplaying as usual. I did go to WrestleMania World, but I ain't go to the actual event. I ain't go to the actual event because them prices was ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? I could have went, you know what I'm saying? I could have went if I probably sold more merch, you know? So, you know, room013.bigcartel.com. Go check the merch out. Link in the bio, Instagram, wherever. Hey, I'm just saying. But I'm going to stop rambling. All right, I'm going to stop rambling. We're going to get my man set in here. He's patiently waiting in the green room. And before he gets on, I'm going to do a little wardrobe change. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the title of this episode, Cosplaying Every Day, I'm going to do a little wardrobe change. So, you know, when I'm back, you'll see me and you'll see him. And yeah, so y'all do not go anywhere. You're going to be right back. There we go. And we are back. So, as you can see right now, I'm in my cosplay. As you can see, my Kane mask is on. As you read on the bio, Kane's the biggest fan. Don't argue with me. Argue with your mama. Now, I already told you who he was going to be. This man has over 34,000 followers on Instagram. Over 31 followers on TikTok. This man has been to every con there is known to be. And this guy right here is a real good friend of mine. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for my good friend, Cedric, aka Dark Loco.
Yeah. What up, my guy? Happy What's to finally on, make it on. Brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I see you, man. I've been trying to get you on for a minute, but now we got it. We back, LinkedIn up. Listen, you the king, as you got the crown on your head, your Montez Ford cosplay. I was just talking about how we went to Survivor Series, and the camera was giving you all the love that night, bro. It was just, it was one of those nights I will never ever forget. It was a good time.
Yep. Immortalized night, some would say.
Exactly. We are on the plaque. We are immortalized forever. History.
Yep. us and the great Randy Orton. Ran that armpit, you know?
Exactly. So I know who you are, but I want you to just tell us about yourself and your whole origin story.
Yeah, man. I cosplay account started back in 2018, but I've always been into Comic-Cons. Used to go to Wizard World before it got awful way back in like 2001, 2002. You know the story. You get old, college, high school age, you kind of drop away from the nerdy stuff sometimes and got into that, you know, phasing it out, keeping that stuff quiet. Got out of college and realized, hey, why am I not being my true self in public? So started getting fully back into comics and all that stuff, and then decided to fully go into cosplay. And this started 2018. Started with the great one, the People's Champion, The Rock.
Yeah.
Throwing eyebrows up, getting that cheap silk shirt, not the $500 Versace, but we started there. Started going into Marvel, got the Magneto cosplay after that, built my own. And kept going throughout pretty much most of the WWE roster. Got some AEW characters, Marvel, DC, pretty much horror. Everything you think of, I kind of touched into it a bit, even anime. So it's been an awesome journey. Met a lot of great people, especially this guy here, throughout the whole thing. So beyond grateful that I made that leap and, you know, went with my gut versus caring what people think about me or what I do for fun. So beyond grateful to, you know, do the hobby, be able to do the hobby, because it's not cheap and it's very frustrating building stuff. So And look at the results. Got me on this awesome podcast, got me some great friends, some great memories, and got me traveling all over the country, meeting up with some cool people.
That's what it is. And you and being true to yourself and doing what you do, you gotta love what you're doing and just embracing all the love that you're getting. Now, when you first when you first started cosplaying, now I'm gonna tell you a story. When I first decided to do it, I've been going to Comic Cons for like, I don't know, maybe 13 years. And ever since I was always going to New York, I'm just like, nah, I'm not gonna cosplay. It's just too much money, and you know, I shouldn't be like. So 1 year, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I was going 4 days, and I was like, you know what? Let me just do it this one time. And I started with something simple. I did a Spider-Man cosplay. So I got the face shell from online. I wish I wrote down where I got it from. I got the face shell online. The cloth. And the lenses, and it cost me only maybe a total of $100. And then I'm creating my own jacket, did the spray paint, the Spider-Man logo on it. And that year is when I met Stan Lee. That was the first time.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. That's quite the kickoff right there. You can't get much better than that.
Exactly. That was the first and last time. That was his last con appearance too. So like, we didn't know he was going to pass away. Rest in peace. It was just, and everybody was asking, "Oh, can I take a photo? Can I take a photo?" And I felt like, wow, like, yo, this is it's not that bad. Like, people really like what I'm doing, and they loving it, and they, you know, they want to be a friend or whatever. They take the photos, tag you. Yeah. And the feeling is just like, I don't know. I was just like, I was on cloud nine then.
It's great for breaking that ice and just, you know, I went to my first couple of cons. I had friends I met up with, but I went solo. So you just walk around, and to find a friend at a Comic-Con, especially New York, you're going to be looking for a minute, especially when they say, "I'll be there in 5 minutes." That becomes an hour.
Yeah.
So when you wear that cosplay, man, people bump in, awesome compliment. You talk to them for a minute. You find out you got some similarities. Next thing you know, you're following them. And next thing you know, you're meeting them at cons and becoming good friends. So I think, you know, cosplay is not for everyone, but if it's something you're interested in, never be scared to do it. Try it out at least once, twice even, because, you know, the first time might not be what you think or at the type of con where you might have the kind of people to approach you, but try it out once and you never know what can come from it. You know, you might just do it once and be done, or you might like it and do small little upgrades, and then you find yourself on that crazy journey.
True. Yeah. Very well said. Now, with your wrestling cosplay, I know you did, like I said, Marvel characters, DC, anime, The Rock. That one, was that your very first actual wrestling cosplay that you committed to?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, funny story, high school, my mom, big Rock fan since back in high school. I'm an old man, so I was in high school, graduated 2003. So The Rock's prime was, you know, like 99, 2000, around then. So the 1 year, school pictures, mom's like, "Don't go doing no stupid eyebrow," because I did the eyebrow forever. I'm even getting like an eyebrow wrinkle on the one side, you know. So I decided school picture. Parents pay that big expensive package. My school picture was doing people's eyebrow. So I took with that and did Halloween costume. Mom wasn't all too happy about that, but I got that crazy memory to look back on and enjoy. So I kind of, when I started my cosplay, you know, quote career, I said, what can I go to? What's familiar? And of course, first thought, boom, The Rock. You know, I knew some of the mannerisms, the quotes, the movements, all that. And my favorite wrestler, so why not? So from day one, I crafted my microphone. There's a Raw's War microphone I made and a SmackDown microphone. And my first couple posts were kind of crafting that, showing the tools I use and the material. And from there, I got one of those cheap, you know, China Versace shirts. Came over. It says Versace on there. The size is upside down. And yeah, it's not Versace, but yeah, I got that, tossed it on, went to Comic-Con, and was a huge hit. Met a lot of cool people here locally in the Philly area. And I was like, you know what? I love it. They love it. Why not? So I kind of did some small upgrades, you know. Got a better glasses and better shirt, got the shoes, got the belt buckle, all that, the necklace, and started practicing the poses and all. So Rock, I felt like, was a great start for it, you know, especially being a wrestling fan, and got me even more back into wrestling from the fans I met online and commenting. I was kind of watching Raw here or there, and then just talking to people, I started getting more into it and became a full-time wrestling fan again. So definitely was a great idea to start off with that.
Oh yeah, man. That photo, I think I've seen it on your Dark Loku Facebook page. Is that the one where you have the microphone and like the long sleeve shirt with the microphone?
Yeah. So I did two shoots or two costumes that day. I did the blue Brahma Bull shirt with the track pants, which I've got on now. Can't see that, hopefully. And then I got the silk quote shirt, and that has like the fake little bull on there and the sunglasses, the silk shirt look. So it's like at a bridge and an overpass kind of thing. So I don't think it's up now. I kind of rotated. So I think the active one now is like my third or fourth shoot. And you can kind of see the quality of the pictures get a little better for my poses and all.
Yeah. Like, listen, if The Rock, like, I know I've seen The Rock commented on your photos. You tag him and he commented in photos. I hope one day, a meet, agree, or just after a show, he's going to be in Philly. Maybe he walks into a bar or something. That you two like meet up, and that has to happen. We got to make.
I got to teach him how to do the eyebrow properly, you know,
the proper way.
Yeah, I met him one time way before he got big, you know, back in I think like 99, like 98, right around when he came to WWE. He did a local mall signing, and I walked in. Line was massive. I didn't want those cheap guy things. You walk by the line, get as close as you can, and they kind of nudge you away. I threw him the eyebrow, and he kind of smirked, and that was my initial Rock, you know, face-to-face meeting, like 5 feet away. And yeah, I'm hoping to one day get the chance to meet him again, especially, you know, in cosplay. What was dope was last year at the WrestleMania 39 in LA, I went out there and stayed, you know, in the city and did walking around and went to the hotel, which I found out the wrestlers were at. And I was meeting up with a friend there to take a Uber to the SoFi Stadium for WrestleMania. And my Hollywood Rock cosplay, the black vest, the black pants, the glasses, you know, the buckle feel like $1 million. And I'm walking. He's like, oh, there's a Rock's mom over there. I'm like, why? He's like, the Rock's mom. I'm like, oh, really? So I'm like, oh, shit, let me walk over. So I walked over like halfway, and she looked at me and smiled with that, like a double take. And then she called me over. And I walked over, it's like, oh my God, this is amazing. And threw out all these props and love. And of course, security's like, yeah, you can't bother the talent or talent's family, you gotta leave. They went to kick me out the hotel, which I'm like, I didn't, you know, she called me over. It's like, nah, you first approached her, you know, halfway, and then she called, you can't approach. And then she's like, no, she tried to defend me, saying, you know, don't kick him out, let him stay. And she, you know, the guy's like, no, we can't have him stay, he's gotta leave. So the guy starts walking me out, and she's like, no, that's awful. So she followed me outside, which is crazy. I'm like, stay down, Miss Johnson. Don't get up. You know, she's older and, you know, she has to do all that. She got up, followed me outside, took a selfie with me, gave me some compliments, and started bashing some of the wrestling fans about like, yeah, people showed up, you know, with big packs of stuff to sign, and they have the camera out. So you can't really say no without looking bad. And I think that's kind of why they're like this, but it never used to be like this. You know, everyone wants to sign something and flip on eBay. And for me, I just want to, you know, say hi and that's it, you know. So that was a very cool memory for me. It kind of felt like meeting The Rock secondhand, but to get a compliment from The Rock's mom on my cosplay, I was on cloud nine, and to this day, still am.
That's a good moment right there. That's,
yeah, man.
That's a good moment. Not a lot of people, you know, there. Some wrestling fans give others a bad, you know, a bad look, a bad rep, especially there's some that just hound the wrestlers. They would just like stalk the hotels or whatnot. You know, they go crazy. They show up with like 50 million items that they want them to sign. Yeah, like you said, they're gonna sell it on eBay.
Yep. Most of them you don't need. You're not gonna sign 50 different action figures or books or, you know, it's people have their different reasons, right? I get it. You're a fan, you could do whatever you want, but there's a time and a place for everything, right? And there's also respect and boundaries. Of course, wrestlers, when they're professionals and famous, you sign up for, but you also don't sign up to be at a restaurant with your family and little kids to be bombarded by fans surrounding you, interrupting your meal or their special moments. You know, wait till they're outside or wait till they're going inside, but don't go interrupting a dinner, You see them at the airport with their head down, tired, and they'll go waking them up and surround them and ask for a million photos. It's like, you know, I have a little appreciation for what they do, the time they put in, and respect for their schedule, you know?
That's true. That's the worst one at the airports. That's seriously, yeah. That's disgusting. It's disgusting. I can never be a person like that, man.
It's just, man.
It makes no sense.
Yep. Get that $20. But what it's going to do, I think, to the community of not the community, like the wrestlers, they're going to straight up just start saying no and completely boycotting, which puts them. They don't want to be doing that. I think they enjoy taking photos, seeing those fans, you know, turn red or kind of nervous. It's a good feeling for them, right? Confidence or just to know they made someone's day. But when you pull it so far the opposite direction to make it a negative experience for them almost every day, anytime they see someone, it's going to start wearing and tearing at them, especially with the comments they're making online and then bashing them, then expecting the same fans that will bash, you know, Bianca Belair will be going to find out she's going to be at this restaurant and be asking for an autograph. So it's like a, you know, like a two-faced kind of approach. So it's like, be genuine, but also respect the people who are behind, you know, the character as well.
Yep. Very well said. Very well said.
Yeah.
I don't know why I keep saying said. Like, as I'm saying said, I'm like, I see the word CED popping up all like in my head.
Yeah, with the SAID with the CED.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man. But I got to show you some love too, my guy. The crown is coming off. We're going to go with the real crown, I think, for the rest here, man.
Oh, what you mean? What's going on here? Hey, wow, look at that.
Montez got the upgrade, baby.
Montez got the real crown. Hey, man, I love it. I love it. My man got the
real crown. Yeah, man, and this was purchased on my own, folks. This is something where you got to support the homies when they're making magic. Being themselves, bringing, you know, the best of them to you. Show some love. Easy.
Man, I love it. Thank you
yeah, man.
For the support. Listen, guys, y'all can go check out. The link is in the bio on my Facebook, Instagram, room013.bigcartel.com.
Yeah.
Support. Man, thank you. Yep. Thank you. Hey, and I see we got it on the Jimmy video, too.
Come on, Oos. We got you.
Man, no,
get you in the bloodline. I toss this thing on. Trust me, that's my favorite number there, and that's my homie right here. So it makes no sense to skip over.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. All right, I got one more question to ask you before we go into this 13 for 13 quick answer game. Now, all the years that you've been cosplaying, and I know some of the outfits that you wear, I've seen you. You know, you did the Rock with just the vest, and you know, you had your arms out, your chest out, and all that. Has there been a time where anyone, you know, I'm not gonna say any gender, but just anyone, just like touched you inappropriately, just rubbed you the wrong way?
Yeah, I'm old school. I'm a '90s kid. You know, inappropriate pretty much means the private parts. So someone grabs or rubs, it's not going to bother me the same. Everyone's got their different, you know, thresholds and layers for respect. I'm a lot more liberal, you know, as long as they're not being, you know, where they shouldn't be. It's something where I kind of look over, they look harmless. Let's say if they look like they're trying to be, you know, a jerk about it, and I'll say something. But I've been grouped on the arms and touched, and they're saying, this ain't the Rock, is a joke funny. And, you know, a woman is a retired Wonder Woman cosplayer. I'm not sure if you know her. She has like the saggy boobs and everything for her costume and like the diaper. And she was on America's Got Talent. She's like a really funny lady. But I was at a Comic-Con, a local Philly one with the Hollywood Rock on with the vest. And someone walked up behind me and just grabbed me. I'm like, whoa. She's like, hey, Rock, what are you doing tonight? I'm like, hold on. I had no idea who she was or anything. And I'm like, wait, what? So it took me a second to realize. I saw the outfit. I saw the sagging boobs and all the jokes and the humor. So I realized she was playing, you know, a character, having fun. And that's pretty much the closest, you know, where it came to being inappropriate, you know, in a sense. And for me, it wasn't inappropriate. It was just funny. She's playing her character, cosplay and all that. But luckily, nothing crazy or dramatic. And I think when you're a man, it's way different from being a female who's, you know, wearing a two-piece and the guys think they can want to picture and grab and hold and squeeze. But as a guy, exactly, it's few and far in between, unless you're really asking for it, which I kind of just play it casual and simple.
Exactly. Cosplay is not consent. As it goes, yep. Cosplay is not consent. The golden rule right there. Cosplay is not consent.
I mean, it's everywhere. When you go to Comic-Con, they put that thing. You walk in, you see it. You see it on the site you book. And people still find a way to ruin the experience for women, for men, for everybody else that goes to these things. So hope the community finally gets it. But I think it's a thing where we get better and better every year. But those incidents you hear about, it's still awful to hear about.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, man. Now, 13 for 13. This is it. You have to name 13 or more comic book characters within 13 seconds.
All right. Heroes, villains, Marvel, DC, anything?
Heroes, villains, IDW, it doesn't matter.
Boom, all and that. You just
13, you hit 13, you win a prize pack, send it over to you. 13 plus. That's what you gotta do. All right.
Give me a timer start. Let me know when to start.
All right. We're gonna start the timer right now.
All right, we got Magneto, Dark Morph from X-Men, Sauron, Joker, Electro, Rhino.
Ah, you only got seven, man. Time's up. You only got seven.
What? That was 13 Jamaican seconds. Soon come. Oh, Wagwan, menace.
Oh, Wagwan, rude boy.
It's like you do me dirty.
Oh, my gosh.
Man. Oh, man. That 13 for 13, man. It's, oof. Anybody get that yet?
Yeah, surprisingly, Henny did. He had 15. I was
15. Sheesh.
He was like,
I should have studied up or something, man. I'm going
But, oh, man, all right, Seth. Listen, man, I want to thank you for giving me your time. You know, I've been wanting to talk to you or get this interview for the longest. I will possibly, you see me in a couple of weeks, you know. You may see me in a couple of weeks, month, maybe. Better. Yeah, you will. And also, we got to get back on the game, man. We got to get back on the game.
Listen, man, first drink on me. You make it out to Mania. I got you. I got you. Right. Nah, but we need you there for something. World, you know.
Yeah.
Or even WrestleMania up in the nosebleed. Just listen, being that building for that energy.
The MVP and the almost cosplay, I will do it. But, you know, it's just short notice, bro. You just said on such short notice. I will do it.
Black tank top.
I will do it though, man. Cause
black tank top, man. It's all you need. Get the beard. You're already 90% there. You got the hype.
Yeah. Every time I see you, it's just like you're just inspiring. Like, man, like said, he doesn't let anything stop him. He'll make his own outfit. If they got the outfit online, then he'll buy it. He'll alter it. Like you really go hard, but you work hard on the craft.
Go. And that's man.
I respect it, man.
Yeah, man. Just if you ain't going, you're stopping. And when you're stopping, don't do it, man. I say this, go for it. Yes, but, man, appreciate it. Happy to finally make it happen. I know you've been doing this podcast for a minute. I wanted to get on. And once you reached out asking, for me, no rain, just a matter of when. And we got this thing done. No delays. Appreciate you setting it up. Appreciate you having me. Appreciate the love over the years. And, again, till next time, cups up, man.
Cups up, man. Thank you, bro. Later.
All right, my guy. Take care, brother. All right.
Thank you. And my guy said, gotta love him. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of this episode. Once again, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day you're listening or watching this. I hope you remember to don't cheat yourself, treat yourself. Till the next time.